A small cruise line known for its intimate Alaska sailings is in trouble. Seattle-based Cruise West is reorganizing and has laid off staff and stopped booking reservations. That's left some cruises, which include Alaska, Europe, and Central America routes, in doubt. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at the company's role in Southeast's tourism industry and what the changes could mean for port communities.
Cruise West has operated for more than three decades, carving out a niche market with small ships offering close-up tours.
They played a huge role in Southeast. They've been a long-term player bringing people to Alaska.
Fred Reeder is a former mayor of Sitka who serves as local port manager for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska. He hopes Cruise West is able to continue its Alaska sailings, and he says a shutdown would impact the region.
Nobody knows whether they're coming back or what their reorganization means, so it will be interesting to see, but they were a longtime company and well-respected in Alaska.
What set them apart, of course, is because they're a small ship, they were able to go to communities that aren't normally on the large ship itineraries.
Lorraine Palmer is executive director of Juneau's Convention and Visitors Bureau. The capital city recently became Cruise West's main southeast port. This year, its four regional ships began and ended sailings there. Palmer says that meant passengers tended to spend more money.
You know, it's really wonderful to have people spend the night in town, have the opportunity to do a pre or post cruise experience here in Juneau. So that's played a really nice niche that isn't currently served. Our large ships, of course, just come in for port calls during the day.
Cruise West used to sail up the Inside Passage, stopping at a number of large and small communities. A new routing system dropped Ketchikan and reduced time at some other destinations, but it maintained stops in Sitka, Haines, Skagway, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Metlakatla. And for the smaller towns, the company made up a significant part, if not the majority, of the visits. Cruise West ships just finished up their summer season in Southeast, and they averaged about 100 passengers each, far fewer than the big ships, which can carry several thousand tourists and crew members. But Sandy Lorigan of Sitka's Convention and Visitors Bureau says small ship visitors often spend more money and are more interested in local culture and history than large ship tourists.
Small ships like these all add up over the summer, and, you know, when many of them come in once or twice a week, it's still spending dollars to our community. And I feel like with their passengers and as well as their crew, they've also been part of our community for a long time since they have been coming here. And it's kind of like an institution, just like the larger cruise ship lines are.
Cruise West is not taking reporters' calls or answering direct questions about its status. A recording on its main phone line denied reports that it had been sold, and a note on its website said it would continue some Northwest sailings based in Seattle and Portland. But that note also stated it was ending an around-the-world cruise and selling off some assets. It also advised passengers how to get refunds for unused tickets. Meanwhile, Washington employment officials said the company told it's laying off 65 employees. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.